Time to find out what's on Richard Roper's mind. And, of course, today it's the Oscars. Good morning, Richard. How would you gauge the interest in the Academy Awards this year?
You know, it's interesting, Bob, because we have a lot of wide open races. And usually with the Oscars, we know by now who's going to win. And in terms of interest, you know, the Oscars are still usually the highest rated non-sports live event for the entire year on television. So you're still going to get, you're not going to get the numbers you got during the Titanic days where it was 40 or 50 million, but you'll get 20, 22 million people tuning in Sunday night.
There's a new category, best casting. Why are they doing this? Well, it sounds like a pretty good idea, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, the SAG Awards, or they call them the actors now, always have like that best ensemble. So I think it's kind of in response to that, because a lot of these films, you know, you have supporting and lead actor, but then you think about, you know, the actors who come in for one or two scenes and kind of add to the richness of the story. So that's what I think they came up with, best casting. That's the first new category since best animated feature was introduced about 25 years ago. That's why, you know, those old school classics like Dumbo and Snow White and even The Lion King in the 90s, they didn't win Oscars because there wasn't an animated feature category.
Can you explain what this controversy is about Timothy Chalamet? People are saying he may have talked his way out of an Oscar. What's that all about?
Yeah, he was kind of the odds-on favorite for Marty Supreme, Bob, and everybody thought he was going to win. You know, he was nominated last year for playing Bob Dylan, and that's when it really started, because he made this big speech about how he wanted to be one of the greats, which I think you need other people to say that about you and not yourself. And then, you know, these recent remarks, he talked about opera and the ballet and their dying art forms, and he kind of laughed about it. And, you know, Colin Jost had a great joke on Saturday Night Live. He said, Timothy Chalamet, who is promoting a movie about ping pong, says ballet and opera aren't what they used to be. And I just feel like the Academy, even though it's, you know, it's gotten younger in the votership and more diverse, it still has kind of this old school thing where, you know, you want to keep things to yourself sometimes. And I think people are thinking he's getting a little too big for his britches, as we used to say. Mm. And now I think Michael B. Jordan's going to win in the best actor category.
People in Chicago know Amy Madigan because of her dad, the Chicago News broadcaster, John Madigan. Do you think Amy has a chance to win?
Yeah, Amy Madigan, yeah, South Shore. You know, grew up in Chicago and has been with Ed Harris, of course, one of the most famous acting couples out there. And yeah, I do think, and that's another one, Bob, where I didn't think she was going to win, but she's been winning in a lot of the, you know, it's sort of like the primaries in a political election where you start to see somebody getting momentum. And Amy Madigan's in her 70s. She has been nominated before, but she's never won. So I think there's also the feeling like all the other actresses in her category are at least a generation younger. So it might also be kind of a career achievement award for Amy Madigan. And I, if you haven't seen Weapons, folks out there, you should see it, because if you thought Kate McKinnon was Weird Barbie, her character in Weapons, Amy Madigan, is like Weird Barbie's weirder aunt.
Yeah, I didn't recognize her at first. She's up for supporting actress.
Yeah, yeah.
We should mention someone who maybe you don't know the name, but you've seen her, Jennifer Runyon, who passed away recently, sadly. Tell us about Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer Runyon, one of the first people I ever interviewed back in the day, Bob. She had roles in Falcon and the Snowman, Ghostbusters. She was on Charles in Charge, you know, had a nice career going. And what I find, and she, first of all, a lovely person. And then she decided on her own pretty much to kind of become, get behind the scenes, become a homemaker, also become a teacher, which is very admirable. But there's a big Chicago connection there, too, because her father, Jim Runyon, was a morning guy on WCFL back in the day. And her mother was a voice actress. And you, some folks, I know you'll remember the famous Dick Orkin Chicken Man series. That was on Jim Runyon's morning show, and Jennifer's mother did all the female characters on Chicken Man.
Yeah, and Jim Runyon, great talent. He was the announcer on the Chicken Man series. And was her most famous role in Ghostbusters?
Yeah, it's right at the beginning of the film when Bill Murray's Dr. Peter Venkman, people might remember the scene where he's testing two students for their reaction to kind of shock therapy, paranormal readings, and Jennifer's the student there in that scene.
Jennifer Runyon, she had quite a few roles people might remember, right? Falcon and the Snowman. What were the others?
She was in 18 again. People might remember that George Burns comedy. She was on the sitcom Charles in Charge. So, you know, she had a nice, as I mentioned, Bob, she was really kind of made the decision herself maybe 15, 20 years ago to pretty much semi-retire from acting. She married a college basketball coach. She had a family and she became a teacher, which, you know, is more admirable than even the great acting career.
Yeah, for sure. And do you think there will be many political speeches in light of what's going on in the Middle East?
Yeah, I think that's going to happen. You know, and my feeling always has been, you know, everybody has the right to say what they want to say when they want to say it, but it should be an escapist evening. I you know, 50-some years ago, Jane Fonda, one of the most vocal activists in the history of show business, and she won the Oscar for Clute, and she went up there and she said, there are a lot of things to say, but now is not the time, and I'll say it elsewhere. And I thought that was kind of the move. And again, I respect everybody's right to use any platform they want. You're going to hear something political for sure Sunday night, Bob.
And we're hearing security is going to be increased because of the war. And you were at the Academy Awards after 9/11, so you know what heightened security is like out there, don't you?
Yeah, and you know, you have to take these things very seriously. Not that there's any imminent or, you know, known threat, but it's a huge event. It's an international event, but it's a very American event, obviously. And when I was there in early 2002, Bob, we had to get there as members of the press 10 hours in advance just to go through all the clearance, and they had everything really locked off. And I think they really have since then for all these major events, as you know, but I think particularly this year, you know, it's just, it's better to be, you know, extra precautions in the current climate.
I just hope they let people go on and talk as long as they want. Don't play anybody off, because that's what we watch for, isn't it? Somebody to get into a rambling, crazy sort of tirade. I look forward to that, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, and you know, on a somber note too, it's been such a tough year. There have been so many major losses in Hollywood. They did say the In Memoriam segment is going to be the longest ever, because they really want to pay tribute to so many greats who passed away in one fashion or another. And I know they're going to do some of the stars of Stand By Me are going to come out and do a tribute to Rob Reiner as well.
Yeah, that'll be an emotional moment for sure. Richard Roper, more next Thursday. Thank you, Richard. Sponsored by AmericanEagle.com, web design development and digital marketing agency.